Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This hadith is about bigotry. Bigotry, as you know, is one of the reprehensible and ignoble vices that has been condemned in many places in the Holy Quran and in the hadith. And in fact, it is one of the main vices and, ignoble characteristics that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to combat when he was delegated and he was given his prophethood. Because as you know, the Arabs of the Arabian Peninsula, which was the, location in which Islam was born, and the Prophet was delegated as a prophet initially. They were people who were very bigoted and prejudiced towards non-Arabs. They looked down upon them. They even referenced them as being ajam, which is a word taken from a root which is used for mute animals who cannot speak, thus implying that anybody who was not an Arab, was ignorant, was at the level of, other animals, below human beings. So this was a problem that, the Prophet had to combat. And we see this in some of the verses, reflected in some of the verses of the Quran. For example, one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: when the faithless nourished bigotry in their hearts, the bigotry of pagan ignorance, Allah sent down His composure upon His apostle and the faithful and made them abide by the word of God-wariness, for they were the worthiest of it and deserved it, and Allah has knowledge of all things. In this beautiful hadith from Imam Zain al-Abidin, he clarifies what bigotry is. Somebody might ask, what if, for example, I am fond of my race, I'm fond of my culture, I'm fond of my language, my ethnicity. Would that be considered a form of bigotry or partisanship? Imam Zain al-Abidin, he clarifies this. In this hadith, he says, blameworthy and punishable partisanship is when a person considers the evil people of his own community to be better and prefers them over the good people of another community. It is not considered partisanship or bigotry to love one's own community. Rather, it is when a person assists them in spite of their wrongdoing and aids them therein. Like, for example, let's say that there's a person who doesn't belong to your race, doesn't belong to your ethnicity, right? And something has happened where that the truth belongs to him and is on his side, but you must rule to the detriment of a person who belongs to your own race or ethnicity, and you do so. This would be a case of bigotry and blameworthy partisanship. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at bigotry and blameworthy partisanship in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.